the difference for you guys in this week as far as connecting with him?
Well, I think just having a little bit of extra time since Minnesota, getting some you know, timing in with Brett on some of these throws. It was rainy out there, so we didn't sling it around as much, but, you know, the timing and some of the reps, I think that helped.
Talk about that touchdown catch that you had, that back shoulder. That almost looked like Aaron Rodgers passing it.
I thought it was. It was a great ball. It's the first thing I said. As soon as I caught it, I was like, I forgot to celebrate because of how good a ball it was. But, yeah, I mean, that's the type of stuff Brett just has to, you know, when he's comfortable, he's going to make those plays. So if he puts it up there for me, I got to make a play like that.
How important was it for him to have a game like this and to build his confidence after the funky start?
Huge. I think he definitely took a step in the right direction. You know, he just the more reps he's gonna have out there, more comfortable he's gonna be, and I think you'll start to see more and more of what you saw.
Devontae, you guys have overcome so much already this season. More injuries today. Just how big of a victory was this for you guys?
It's huge. A lot goes into this. This is one. A lot of history in this win. Bragging rights, all type of things. Obviously, we don't have any bad blood with anybody over here, but. You know, it's always going to be a little bit more competitive when we play against the Bears, so it's big.
It's like to get that winning feeling back in this locker room because it's been a few weeks, right?
Man, yeah, it's been a while since we've been walking around smiling here, but, yeah, I think we're on to something now, so we just got to continue that.
Devontae, on the touchdown
his
ball.
His demeanor when he was in the huddle and obviously going through the adversity with the pressure, rolling back, getting sacked a few times, and how he's coming back and looking to you guys when he's still trying to direct the offense?
Yeah, he's pretty poised in the huddle. I can see sometimes he gets a little jumbled a little bit when he got coach in his ear and we tell him things, and it's kind of a lot for him. But I think he's been doing a good job with it. He just has to get used to that, I think. And yes, it's going to be smooth sailing.
On the touchdown ball, did you see him? He was looking to the left and then came back over to your side. Did you sense that he was going through that kind of progression?
I didn't know. I mean, I know that's something that they're taught to look off if you want to throw something. So maybe that's what he was doing. I didn't see anything. All I saw was the ball go in the air and opportunity, so we had to capitalize.
And then on the second deep down, tell us what happened on that play, because that was a key play to keep the ball out of there.
Which
42-yard one down the right-hand side.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about the first time. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the type of plays I got to make to, you know, continue to build that trust with Brett, get him in a, you know, kind of a rhythm, just where he knows he can just let the ball go and trust his players to make plays.
But you didn't act like that in the rain today. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's what we got to do. It's part of my job. Well, one, because Brett's attention to detail, even before he was playing, is through the roof. He's playing with Aaron Rodgers, or behind Aaron Rodgers, most of his career so far. And, you know, if there's going to be anybody that's going to push you and make sure that you know all your stuff and real meticulous about small things, I think that's where the difference sets in and being a real pro.